13:32, 4BU, the big brekkie with Daniel. Thanks to Bundy Juice. It's Bundylicious, the Eagles, and that peaceful, easy feeling at 14-9. Let's turn our attention now to AFL, and joining us is our AFL expert, Darren Park. And Darren, good morning.
Good morning, mate. How you going?
Very well, thank you. What happened last night to the Brisbane Lions? The Demons decided to bounce back.
Yeah, Brisbane started well. They missed their chances in the early part of the game to potentially lead by 4 or 5 goals, but after quarter time, it just basically stopped for them. And unfortunately, they didn't fire a shot. Their losing streak at the MCG pushes back to mid-2014 now, and obviously no sign of that ending on the evidence of last night. And it's a bit of an alarming one for them in the event that they play finals as to whether they could bounce back and get over the top of a Melbourne side that obviously got Stephen May back and continued to obviously win when he's in the side.
And tonight it is the Bulldogs taking on the Hawks. This will be an interesting game.
Yeah, it will. Hawthorn have had a habit of squishing some really good sides this year, and this is obviously another opportunity for them to play the disruptor. The Bulldogs can move into the eight if they win this game, and obviously if they were to get that result, then they start to breathe some life back into their season again. So it'll be really interesting to see how it does pan out. But you'd think the Bulldogs, given everything they've got on the line, would find a way to win that result.
And on Sunday, the last game for the round, it is Port Adelaide taking on our very own Gold Coast Suns.
Yeah, and the Gold Coast, interestingly, their first ever victory back in 2011 came against Port Adelaide in Adelaide, and they haven't beaten them since anywhere, be it at home or away or, neutral territory or during the pandemic or anything like that. So a real opportunity for them here to, they can draw level with those sides in the bottom part of the eight if they get a result in this. So massive contest for the sake of their season. Port Adelaide are hanging by a thread. They're probably one loss away from being completely out of the frame, but they keep defying that. A good performance last week against Sydney, and obviously they'll be hoping to stay alive with another one here.
It should be a cracking weekend in the world of AFL. Really do appreciate your time, mate.
No worries, anytime.
Thank you very much. Darren Parkin there, our AFL expert, joining us on 13:32, 4BU. Hey, very soon going to be catching up with Brendan, who's out and about in the 4BU Mystery Machine for Cheshire Machinery, your local KSIH dealer. It's 13:32, 4BU.